Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Federal officials say over 1,000 cases of coronavirus have been confirmed in the United States. The number of cases in New York State alone is at 176. Officials effective today taking some major steps to try to slow the spread, especially just north of New York City. Governor Andrew Cuomo says schools, temples, and other buildings with large gatherings are closing in a section of New Rochelle for the next 2 weeks. That starts tomorrow. Joe Biden celebrating 4 primary victories yesterday over Bernie Sanders, telling supporters in Philadelphia last night,
"This campaign is taking off, and I believe we're going to do well from this point on. Take nothing for granted. Want to earn every single vote in every single state."
Sanders told reporters last night he's not out of it, and he's looking forward to debating Joe Biden on a Phoenix, Arizona stage on Sunday evening. And this is USA Radio News.
Maybe you could relate to this. A lot of people think they're stuck with their health plan. It costs too much, or for whatever reason, they just don't like it. The great news, you are not stuck with it. There is a choice. It's called MediShare, and you could save so much. The typical savings for a family is $500 a month. Major difference maker. This is the affordable alternative to health insurance. And just to give you a little more info about MediShare, it's a Christian healthcare sharing ministry. It's worked beautifully for 26 years, has more than 400,000 members, and they've shared over $3 billion of each other's medical bills. So yes, they can help share your needs too. So you're not stuck. There's an excellent alternative. Whether you're single or married, you got a family, MediShare is super flexible. You can choose an option that works for you and start saving lots of money. You can join anytime. They're great to talk to. No pressure. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
At a time when the economy is under pressure because of the coronavirus outbreak, every economic report is being closely watched. One just out about the inflation rate for February. It was unchanged from January and unchanged from February of last year. The overall inflation rate rising 0.1% last month. That was the same as in January. The 12-month rate of inflation, 2.3%, which is exactly what it was in February of 2019. As Joe Biden celebrates yesterday's primary victories, video of a confrontation between himself and a man believed to be a worker at a Fiat Chrysler plant in Detroit over guns has gone viral.
"I'm not taking your gun away at all. You need 100 rounds?
And you were there when you said you're going to take our guns
away." "I did not say that."
Jerry Wayne says he thought Biden's reaction to being questioned about his gun control policies was unfortunate.
"I thought it was pretty articulate and respectful, and he kind of just went off the deep end."
He spoke on Fox News, and this is USA Radio News.
Friends and family, did you have a great night's sleep last night? I did. I'm healthier than I've ever been. I work better than I ever have. And you know what? You can have that health. You can have that good night's sleep if you order a MyPillow. Try it. Mike Lindell guarantees it. He's got a 60-day money-back guarantee on the MyPillow and a 10-year warranty. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175.
There's an agreement to reauthorize the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act, or FISA. Lawmakers in the House striking a bipartisan deal just ahead of the law's expiration on Sunday. Speaker Nancy Pelosi says the agreement strikes the balance between protecting American security and their civil liberties. The bill could go up for a vote as soon as Wednesday. A number of musicians are pulling their tours off the road because of coronavirus concerns. Here's more from USA Radio's Wendy King.
Pop star Miley Cyrus is canceling her Friday benefit show in Australia because of an official warning about the coronavirus. She said, despite the cancellation, she'll still be making a donation to help the victims of the Australian brushfire. Cyrus was briefly married to Australian actor Liam Hemsworth. They lost their home in California during a wildfire in 2018. Just hours after Cyrus canceled her concert, organizers said next month's Coachella and Stagecoach music festivals in California will be postponed until October. The Coachella lineup included Travis Scott, Frank Ocean, and Rage Against the Machine. Scheduled to perform at Stagecoach Country Festival, Carrie Underwood, Billy Ray Cyrus, and Eric Church. Green Day, Ciara, and Mariah Carey are also rescheduling their shows.
Again, that's our Wendy King. Find us online at usaradio.com. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
This is Dan Perkins with your Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Veterans Tip of the Day. Do you remember where you were on February 23rd, 1945? A bunch of Marines were lifting a flag on Iwo Jima. The battle lasted 36 days, killing 5,931 Marines. Additionally, 209 Navy corpsmen and surgeons assigned to the Marines died, as well as soldiers, sailors, and airmen from other units. More than 110,000 Marines, sailors, soldiers, and airmen served, with more than 26,000 killed or wounded. So here's your veteran's tip of the day. As you walk by an American flag, stop for a moment and think of the tens of thousands of soldiers and sailors, airmen and Marines who were killed or wounded in those days in February of 1945. You will be better for thinking of them. This has been your Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Veterans Tip of the Day.
Independent. This is Bill Martinez.
6 minutes after the top of the hour. Great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. I am Bill Martinez. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. As we come to you every Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific, we welcome Daniel Garza to the show, the Executive Director of the Libra Initiative. Daniel, good to be connecting with you again. How are you doing, buddy?
I'm doing great, Bill. Thank you so much. Hello to everybody who's listening.
Well, let's talk about the importance of the Hispanic vote coming up. I mean, we're talking the president was able to garner somewhat around 30% in the last cycle. There is projection of at least 50. And I've got to believe as more and more Hispanics are realizing the clear binary choice between the Republicans and Democrats, it is the platform of the Republican Party that more aligns with the culture and their natural, I guess for lack of a better word, their business instincts.
Look, I would agree with that because you're right. They're more entrepreneurial. They have a hard work ethic. They believe in responsibility. And, of course, when you talk about less taxes, less regulations, conservative judges, pro-life issues, these are all things that that align with the Latino community.
Exactly. And when you look at, speaking of small business growth, Daniel, I mean, we're talking the fastest entrepreneurial business growth in the country right now. It is at an all-time high. What is happening that the Hispanic community is responding so positively to this this blue-collar economic boom that we're basking in?
Well, Bill, it has everything to do with America's free market system that accommodates for entrepreneurs, for innovators, for risk takers. And this has improved the fortunes of Latinos across the board. And look, recent polling shows that President Donald Trump is benefiting because of the boom in the economy with respect to Latinos. Right now, those at the lower quintile are seeing the largest wage increases than everybody else. And that this has to do, I think, with the fact that, you know, when you have tax cuts, when you have regulatory cuts, when you see more businesses and labor participation, it's a wealth that permeates inside out, outside in, from the bottom up and up and down. It is a permeation of wealth that is occurring in the Latino community right now.
And Daniel, I think what people are also misunderstanding when they look at the Hispanic community, first of all, the big mistake is that they consider it a monolithic entity. It is not. It is very diverse, as we know. You and I grew up in the community, so we know how diverse it can be. The other misunderstanding is that why Latinos, you know, why they decided to come to America, of all the countries in the world they could go to or stay in, why did they choose America to come to?
One word, opportunity. Yeah. Look, you know, if we're talking about outreach and engagement, there's a difference between the two, and I'll get back to this word about opportunity. Effective outreach is to inform and educate Latinos on issues and policies that will convert them over to our side. Mm-hmm. And Latinos, we have to understand, have not rejected market principle. The reality is they haven't heard of these market principles and how they have worked to make America the most prosperous and powerful nation in the history of the world. So two things have to happen when communicating to Latinos. One is you need to get across that we care. Number two, that our ideas work. Mm-hmm. And this is important when it comes to outreach. On effective engagement is mobilizing and activating those that are already aligned with you to motivate their participation, get them out to vote, and get them involved in public policy advocacy. There are millions of Latinos who believe in our free market system, in a limited government. We need to get them to be part of the solution and not see them as part of the problem.
And that's a natural instinct, isn't it, Daniel? I mean, the perception. I mean, they left, and many of them left from oppressive governments that wanted to be the be-all and end-all, and all they ask for is to be left alone, let me be free to raise my families, to give the ideas a chance that I have in order to start my own businesses, no matter what it involved, legally, of course, but still something that I could, provide for my family with. It seems that America was the perfect one to fit the bill. Now, what has happened is they've come here legally, and many have become citizens. They have assimilated, and shockingly, it bothers them that people are coming here illegally, and suddenly they're abandoning the brotherhood because they resent the illegal immigrants coming here into the country, damaging their local communities, underbidding jobs that people who have come here legally and have worked hard to attend. I mean, this is compromised, and these are the communities that are feeling it first. They will tell you this firsthand, but people in Washington, D.C. or on the coast living in their high-rent zip codes, they don't relate and they don't understand because, MS-13 isn't visiting their neighborhood, are they?
Well, Bill, I think a reality, a dynamic that we're seeing across the country, and worse yet, within those communities, you are seeing a very active, a very vocal and loud group that is pushing socialism and using this community and Latinos across the country to prop up this failed system of socialism advancing other candidates, who are of the socialist type. We saw this here in the Rio Grande Valley, where they had, in a primary against Henry Cuellar, positioned a young Latina of a socialist bent, trying to make it even more liberal here in the Rio Grande Valley. And we succeeded in pushing that back. But what's important here is that to understand, Bill, is that there are millions of Latinos who we must engage not only on like taxes and healthcare and education or immigration. Because the problem is if you listen to like outlets like Univision and mainstream media, you think that all they care about is immigration.
Exactly. Yeah.
But we can also mobilize them, and we've seen this on things like criminal justice reform, on trade, regulatory reform, and federal court nominees. Latinos are passionate about these kind of issues because they know how much it impacts them and that they want to defend the Constitution.
Exactly. Well, Daniel, you said something earlier that was really important. I hope people caught it. And that is that you talk about not only the practicality of conservative and Republican values, it is the fact that the evidence is empirical. It has proven itself. We're not out there on the edge like these socialists and others, the Democrats on the left and what we experienced with Barack Obama's administration. There was so much that you seemed that I found myself thinking we were in the realm of the theoretical. It was a lot of what if. I'm going, why are we reinventing the wheel here when we know what works?
100%. In fact, more Latinos self-identify as conservative or moderate than they do as liberal. That's a fact.
Right.
And look, I mean, we all know that the numbers are staggering. In the next 10 years, just in Texas, 2 million Latinos will turn 18. 95% of them are going to be eligible to vote. So there's this young group that is coming up. We have to engage with them. So there's an urgency here. And I think we need to be clear what we need to do to increase our impact. And that's to achieve a higher turnout of aligned Latinos. And there's
exactly.
millions of them.
Well, Labor Initiative has been so instrumental in building those bridges into these communities and into these groups. And I got to tell you, Daniel, it always bothers me to segment groups and to hyphenate them and things like that. But,
yeah,
you know, that's today's political environment. But I still live, and I know you do too, with the vision that Martin Luther King laid out for us, that we would be measured by the content of our character, not by the color of our skin. We've got more from Daniel Garza after this. Stay with us.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped 1 million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Attention! This is a public notice from the Social Security Disability Helpline. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. If you suffer from physical or mental disability, whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, we can help. We'll evaluate your situation and deal with Social Security on your behalf. Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. Remember, we only get paid if you win your case. There are many reasons and conditions that may make you eligible for disability benefits. Many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call now to get started with your free, no-obligation consultation.
800-368-0123. 800-368-0123. That's 800-368-0123.
From Maine to Oregon and SoCal to Florida, Bill Martinez live.
Welcome back, America. Fresh and independent we are. I am Bill Martinez. Daniel Garza, the executive director of the Libra Initiative, continues with us. Daniel, it has been suggested that, Hispanics in and of themselves have their silent majority, that, you know, they don't want to get into catos all the day, all the time, you know, and get into arguments and whatever. Man, it's like, hey, look at, you know, I believe in America. It is, you know, right now this government is serving us well. I'm making more money. Home ownership, small business, small entrepreneurship in the Hispanic community is operating at record levels. And this is because of conservative and Republican policies. It was the Obama administration and those very liberal Democratic policies that was choking off productivity across all sectors. It took a white wealthy guy from Manhattan to come in and say, hey, give me a shot. And look what he's done across the board. Males, females, black, white, pink, you name it. His policies have done a great job for all Americans. And it cracks me up because some people suggest they want to say that he's racist. I go, if he's a racist, he's the worst racist I've ever known because he's taking care of everybody here.
Well, look, there's a lot of truth to that. You know, what's interesting is that right now, the reason I think why we don't have more voter involvement in the Latino community, especially in the conservative side, is because we're kind of low propensity voters. We don't vote much because we're very young. And second of all, half of all Latinos reside in two states, Texas and California. And one's red and one's blue, and so there isn't a lot of engagement because of that. Mm-hmm. But still, where there is explosive growth in new states like North Carolina and Ohio and Georgia and these kind of states.
Florida is growing too, Daniel. The way California is pushing people out the exit there, they're coming east. But, you know, if they're not stopping in Texas, they like the tax breaks and, the economy here in the East Coast in Florida.
Yes, it's true, Bill. And so all these folks, we need to intercept them and then work with the folks that are, of course, nativists in our states. Mm-hmm. This requires plain old hard work and smart data capabilities, analysis of voters that need to be targeted, a robust grassroots army, a communications team that knows how to engage on Spanish and English media platforms, and messaging that is relatable, that connects with Latinos. So you talked about, you don't like hyphenated Americans. Still, the fact is that there is an interdependency between Latinos and the rest of America.
Exactly.
Latinos want a prosperous America, and America needs a prosperous Latino community because we depend on each other, right?
Yes.
And I think, we need to talk about what are those policies that generate prosperity and what are those policies that generate dependency and poverty, and have honest conversations about that. But if we stay away, we're not going to make the kind of improvements that we need to make.
No, we're going to lose people by default. I got to tell you, Daniel, I got a great piece here. FRC Action does their annual report where they compare the 20, the platforms of the Republican and Democratic Party. And the local constituency here, what they did is not only did they do the comparative by platform, okay? This is just, you can hand this to somebody and say, read this. Forget about whether it says Republican or Democrat. Just look at the platform, because based on the platform, this is the position of the two parties on sanctity of human life, redefining marriage, international abortion, religious liberty, Supreme Court. And, there's about a dozen major issues that people are going to probably say two or three are most important to me. Okay, fine. Look at what the Republican Party has to say in their platform about it, side by side with the Democratic Party. And, oh, yes, for people of faith, which we know many Latinos are, there is specific Absolutely. Scripture that is associated with those platforms to help you realize which platform aligns with the Word of God. This is a powerful document. We've made it available to our listeners here just for sending me an email. I'm going to send you a copy, and what we're going to do in the next couple of weeks, we're expecting it to be out. So one side is in English, and the other side is going to be in Spanish.
Oh, See, and what you're doing right there, Bill, is what's important. Get that information out to the Latino community.
Yes.
Because like Ronald Reagan said, freedom doesn't pass on through the blood. It passes on from one person to the other, right?
And we're a generation, and we're a generation away from losing it. And Daniel, look what happened. Look what happened in 2016. We were so close to losing this democratic republic.
Yep, and it requires an army of grassroots advocates and volunteers. I mean, it's door knocking, hanging mailers, it's phone calls to fellow Latinos, it's digital ads with messaging that connects, that is relevant, events, activities.
Exactly.
It involves every one of us, right, mobilizing in this effort to get that message to the Latino community. Because I'm telling you, the other side is investing millions and millions of dollars.
Yeah. But we can be most effective at the grassroots level. You're exactly right. In fact, I'm meeting with a group again tonight, and they are putting together, they've got together a Hispanic coalition, but it's still ground level. But I think we can make a lot of inroads. And one of the things I said is that, look at, let's just go get, you know, pounds of carne asada. Let's start barbecuing. let's get a piñata out there, some mariachis, and let's have some fun and just bring people here just to get together. And let's talk story here.
Well, you know what the Bernie Bros did in Nevada? They had soccer tournaments, and then they would bust those players over to get them to vote. They had, like you're talking about, carne asadas, and then bust the elderly that were showing up at those carne asadas to go vote. A lot of them, I'm guessing, didn't have a clue what Bernie was for,
but
yet there they were, as active, engaged in the communities, right? You know, and so we need that energy on the side of freedom.
Well, our people love relationship, as you know, Daniel. I mean, we're all about family. This is why family is so important, and why, you know, just on that basis alone, just based on policies that promote family and marriages, it's not even close. I mean, the Democratic Party wants to kill your babies, and then if that's not enough, then they want to sell the baby parts. Are you kidding me? I mean,
of course, they want to redefine marriage and redefine the nuclear family, and exactly, yeah.
Right. So this is how destructive they have been over the years. And, you know, one of the things, I said this the other night, because I had given a presentation to a local Tea Party group. I said, one of the things you can be thankful for Donald Trump for is that he stands on the truth. Forget about people calling him a liar or he's mentally deficient and all that. I mean, look at you, whenever you stand for the truth, you're going to get in trouble. But look at what happened on many occasions that they've accused the president of lying. He comes out, he's been right. There's been no lie there. But of course, they're not about to recant anything. But the people who are paying attention realize that this is all a bunch of manure that the mainstream media and, Democrats have been thrusting upon this president. But, you know, the point here is that when you are standing in the truth, you can keep standing. You know, and people can sit there and punch themselves out, but you have the facts, you have the truth on your side, and just let them flail, because their opinions will fall empty, and they have proven time and again, especially when you talk about socialism, the evidence is clear, it's empirical, the data is there, is that with socialism, it comes the cooperative effort, you lose property, you lose your own individual rights, and along with it, throughout history, what follows is murder. It's a bad road to be on.
That's right. You either have coercion or you have freedom. You get to pick either one, and look, you talked about the truth. I think the biggest difference between 2016 and 2020 when it comes to Donald Trump is, in 2016, it was all campaign rhetoric. It was all promises. This is what I'll do. Mm-hmm. This is what I'm, you know, this is going to be my agenda. 2020, there's actually results.
Exactly.
We have outcomes. He's governed now for the last 4 years. And when you talk about taxes and regulations and conservative judges, record labor participation rate, record unemployment, you're seeing across the board that there are now results, and that's the truth.
Could you imagine, Daniel, we got about 45 seconds left here, could you imagine if there wasn't this resistance and we had just a little bit more cooperation from the Democrats, what our country would be looking like? What our GDP would looking like? How many more people would he have in work? What about, you know, forget about minimum wage. We wouldn't be talking about minimum wage. We'd be enjoying maximum wage. What's wrong with that?
Oh, Bill, if we had the kind of Jack Kennedy Democrats, the ones that believed in economic growth and less taxes and less regulations, rising all boats.
Daniel Garza, the executive director of the Libra Initiative. Daniel, as always, thank you so much for being with us.
Thanks, Bill. A pleasure.
This is sponsored by the Pulmonary Fibrosis Foundation. Millions of people throughout the country are affected by rare diseases, yet many are unaware of the symptoms, risk factors, and treatment options. Pulmonary fibrosis is one of these diseases. Affecting more than 200,000 Americans, pulmonary fibrosis is a progressive, debilitating lung disease for which there is no known cure. Dr. Gregory Cosgrove, Chief Medical Officer, Pulmonary Fibrosis Foundation.
With more than 50,000 new cases diagnosed annually, it's important to be aware of the symptoms of pulmonary fibrosis, which include a persistent dry cough, fatigue, and shortness of breath. These symptoms are similar to many common illnesses, so pulmonary fibrosis is often misdiagnosed. Speak with your doctor if you have any of these symptoms.
While anyone can be affected by pulmonary fibrosis, smokers and former smokers age 60 or older are the most at risk. Visit aboutpf.org to learn more. Again, that's aboutpf.org.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Federal officials say over 1,000 cases of coronavirus have been confirmed in the United States. The number of cases in New York State alone is at 176. Officials effective today taking some major steps to try to slow the spread, especially just north of New York City. Governor Andrew Cuomo says schools, temples, and other buildings with large gatherings are closing in a section of New Rochelle for the next 2 weeks. That starts tomorrow. Joe Biden celebrating 4 primary victories yesterday over Bernie Sanders, telling supporters in Philadelphia last night,
"This campaign is taking off, and I believe we're going to do well from this point on. Take nothing for granted. Want to earn every single vote in every single state."
Sanders told reporters last night he's not out of it, and he's looking forward to debating Joe Biden on a Phoenix, Arizona stage on Sunday evening. And this is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Someone once said, live free or die, right? Bill Martinez live.
Back with the America, Bill Martinez here. Great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. For more information on the show, go to BillMartinezLive.com. Follow us at BMartinezLive. Megan Sandoval, Senior Vice President of Western School Services at K-12 Inc. is with us. And we're talking, what is going on right now in terms of the compromised environment as a result of coronavirus, and what do we do about safe learning? Megan, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Thanks for having me. I'm excited to be here today.
Well, Megan works with schools in Washington, Oregon, California, and others, and has dedicated her career to helping educators implement online learning. And so what are you seeing as the takeaway here for us, Megan, during what we're experiencing with, schools being closed, around our country right now, and seems like we have, heightened concern, some warranted maybe, some may argue that it's a little over the top, but nonetheless, we want to make sure our kids are protected. So what do you say about all this?
We certainly do want to make sure that our students are protected. And whether it's overblown or not, we know that we have a number of families and students who are sensing that something may need to change with their education environment. Mm-hmm. We are seeing schools closing due to cleaning. We're seeing schools closing for a couple of weeks in some of our most affected states like Washington. And it's raising the question of what happens to students and how do we continue on with their important educations in times like these. Mm-hmm. Working for an organization that is an expert in virtual education, this is a time that we hope that we can share some lessons and possibly some solutions for schools around the country as they are looking at what they can do to continue education, possibly in a virtual format.
Exactly. And what we're finding out, Megan, here is that the virtual classroom is proving to be very effective with the families and the students, is it not?
It is. It is. And I think we've seen that for a number of years in higher ed, certainly also in the K-12 education arena where K-12 operates. Mm-hmm. And more and more school districts are turning to virtual solutions, whether it be a blended environment, a fully virtual environment for a class or for a number of classes. We, of course, work with 70 partners across the country who run blended and virtual programs. And so while this is nothing really new, for some families, it still may be, but it is a solution. It is one that is a proven solution and allows students to continue with their learning, continue interacting with their teachers, and continuing to interact with each other at a time where they may have to be home.
Exactly. Well, this is about, realizing that public schools may not be able to provide a safe learning environment, whether it's the coronavirus or other things that are happening on the campuses today, right?
Sure. And we have seen some examples of this before. In the past, we have had some of our partner schools that we work with help in situations where schools have needed to be closed. For example, in Louisiana in 2016, when there was flooding in Baton Rouge, mm-hmm. A number of students in what we were able to work with a number of students and have them school in a virtual environment. Same thing with a couple of the hurricanes that have hit the southeastern portions of the country. So this is I think sometimes schools turn to virtual in periods of time like this. And it's a great solution. I think that we and a number of other folks are very willing to help however we can as experts in the field.
Exactly. So, for parents that may be faced, rather, let's just say for the first time, just to have a binary choice, because I think the idea of virtual classrooms has been around long enough that parents may have cycled in and out of the prospect of incorporating that for their children. But for those that are still in the beginning stage, what do they need to be aware of in terms of the proven effectiveness of virtual learning or a virtual classroom?
Yeah, great question. And I think you're right. I think a number of adults are more familiar with online education because maybe they've taken a course that way through their company, through their own educational experiences. But for many families, it is new. I think the most important thing to emphasize is it is an excellent way to conduct education in situations like these and in others. There's a number of reasons families may choose a virtual education. But it can be done just like it's done in a traditional classroom where information is shared, discussions can happen, teachers can work with students on their writing, on their math equations. And after, a good 20 years or so in the K-12 education space, it is a proven method of education.
Mm-hmm. And I think that's important to bring out, Megan. It's not like this has just come out over the last decade. This has been a long time coming, and we're at that point. And I think public schools are feeling some pressure because the question continues, especially when we get through election season, and that is how effective, for all the money that we've been investing in the public school system, how effective is it, and is there a better way? And what I have found in some of the research that I've done independently is that we're finding, kids who have been homeschooled, have been involved with online education, that it's been very effective for them. In fact, I can tell you for our own personal experience, our daughter's experience as far as education went up. She was much happier and did much better as a result of her online learning experience. And that's not to suggest by no means whatsoever that the online experience was dumbed down and it was less than. I mean, the curriculum was very disciplined, and she still needed to meet, you know, the criteria and the learning levels in order to proceed.
Yeah, certainly. And I think the experience that you just shared is one that, that many others have learned along the way, too. Students come to a virtual solution for education for many different reasons. Perhaps they want to learn a little bit faster, or they need a little bit more time. Possibly they may have something else in their life that takes up a lot of time, like a sport or a hobby or a talent, and they're looking to do school on their time in their way. We have a number of students who come for social reasons. So lots of different reasons, but I think the overall takeaway for many students and who try virtual education is that they do have they do end up being successful, like mm-hmm. you shared, and they've done a number of things. They learn how to take a little bit more responsibility for their education and having to log in and complete the work. It allows them to dive a little bit more into the subject area, to have a little more individualization sometimes in the feedback on their work and in their instruction. So it is a good solution for students for all different reasons, and families for all different reasons why they might want to put their students into a virtual school.
Mm-hmm.
And I think in the situation that the country is facing right now, a lot more schools and families will look into this, are looking into this. We're seeing interest in the 70 public schools that we partner with really jump right now during crisis.
Yes. Well, especially like this, we have no idea how long this will continue, but it definitely has become an important part of the conversation, which is needed right now. So, you know, I always welcome opportunities like this because, you know, one way or another, sometimes we can be forced into a better option. Maybe this is it. I don't know.
Yeah, it very much could be, and I know a number of school districts around the country are coming up with plans to school their students virtually, educate their students virtually, and you know, we at K-12 want to be a good partner and possibly help with solutions for those districts who are making those contingency plans right now.
Well, Megan, we appreciate the time. Thank you for coming on and breaking it down for us. She's the Senior Vice President of Western School Services at K-12, Inc., works with schools in Washington, Oregon, California, and others, has dedicated her career to helping educators implement online learning. Megan Sandoval right here with Bill Martinez Live. Megan, thank you for being with us. Appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
Now that the Fed has cut interest rates by 0.25%, chances are you're paying too much for your mortgage or those high-interest credit cards. Well, my friends at Network Capital Funding can show you an immediate and smart way to save big money on those monthly bills. In fact, their clients have been saving an average of $528 a month and improving their FICO scores. Imagine what you could do with an extra $6,300 a year. So what are you waiting for? Call Network Capital Funding now, 800-700-8068. We're a direct lender, so there's no middle men and no wasted time. The process is uniquely fast, simple, and secure. These are the best rates we've seen in 10 years. So now is the time to save. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding, 800-700-8068. That's 800-700-8068.
Not licensed in all states. NMLS ID number 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight under the Finance Lender Law number 603-D78. An equal housing lender subject to credit approval.
February is Heart Health Month. Give your heart the attention it deserves with Quantum Nutrition Lab's 3 featured supplements formulated to support healthy blood pressure, healthy blood sugar, and circulation. Each are buy 2, get the 3rd one free. And be sure to get your free copy of the Biofield Diet. Now is the time to commit to making your heart health a priority year-round. Call 888-588-7578. That's 888-588-7578. Or visit us online at qnlabs.com. That's QNLABS.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bob Marshall, PhD, host of Healthline. Tune in to get your questions answered and hear the latest breakthrough information for you and your family. Our product line, Quantum Nutrition Labs, delivers what others only promise, nutrition that really works.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come on, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Boy, they did a beautiful wedding.
Oh, yes, and they made such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, now, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
Hey, hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Bill Martinez, we have a country to save.
Welcome back, America. 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here, and we've got Gordon Robertson, the producer of a new Fathom event that is coming in a couple of weeks, March 17th and 18th. So you want to make sure you save the date. Not only save the date, but then get your neighbors, your family in the car, get on over and enjoy this incredible Fathom event. I am Patrick. Gordon Robertson, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
It's great to be with you.
Well, break it down for us. Break down this feature-length docudrama, I Am Patrick. We realize that there's much more to the saint than green clothes, right?
There's a lot more. I grew up celebrating St. Patrick's Day every March 17th, and you know, the wearing of the green and the shamrocks and all of that. And I didn't really understand the man until I read his confession. And we had an opportunity to do a docudrama on his life in his own words. And let's strip away the legends. Let's strip away everything. Let's find out who the man really was. And so this is St. Patrick in his own words. There are two surviving writings from the 5th century that he wrote himself. One is the Confession. The other is a letter to Caroticus. And you get a sense in the movie of who he really was. How here's a young boy who grew up in Britain. A lot of people don't know that St. Patrick is not Irish. He's British. He grew up in Britain, was captured by Irish slave traders, and taken back to Ireland, where he spent 6 years as a slave, as a shepherd, watching over a flock. And during that time, he developed this amazing devotional life, where he would pray for hours as he's watching over a flock. Why God likes shepherds so much is a mystery, but he does. I think a lot of it has to do with they have a lot of time on their hands.
Exactly.
Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And God showed him, 6 years into it, God showed him a way to escape, which in and of itself is a miracle. He's the only 5th century slave in Ireland to ever get out. And he got out and went back home, went back to his father's house. His father was an official in the Roman Empire, and while not enormously wealthy, they were well-to-do, and he could have lived a life of comfort. But after his experience as a slave, he couldn't go back to that. And so he went into the ministry, first as a deacon, then as a priest, and then finally after 18 years, they made him a bishop. Mm-hmm. And then he had a vision. And the vision was to go back to Ireland to the very people who had enslaved him and preach the gospel. And that's what he did. And at that point in time, the 5th century, Ireland was considered the end of the world. This was well before, 1,000 years before Columbus, and so the New World had not yet been discovered. Ireland was considered the furthest reaches and the barbarian area. It was not Christian. It was Druid. And so at the risk of his life, he went back and changed the nation.
Yeah, I mean, for one man, you know, by the grace of God and the anointing, for those of us who are familiar with us, goes and, as you say, confronts the evil that he was subjected to, and he goes, starts changing hearts one heart at a time.
And that's the beauty of his story. He would go to a village. His years as a slave taught him the local language, so he was able to speak in Gaelic. And instead of coming and addressing them in Latin, he would preach the gospel in Gaelic. Mm-hmm. And then the other interesting thing he would do is, from the very people he converted, he would then ordain priests. And they would be in charge of that flock and that congregation and that village. And it was considered radical. It wasn't considered, even though it was the same method that St. Paul used, it wasn't considered acceptable by the church authorities. But here he is taking uneducated new converts and laying hands on them and saying, you're now the priest in this village. And it obviously worked. It obviously changed the whole nation.
What other myths did you discover in your deep dive of St. Patrick?
Well, I think the biggest one is that he drove out all the snakes. A lot of myths grew up. The movie doesn't address the myths. We're trying to show people, here's St. Patrick in his own words. There is one scene, the Easter morning fire that he lit. It's called the Paschal Fire. And at that point in time, if you were in Ireland, you had to wait for the Druids to light the fire for the spring. And he, on his own, got on top of a hill and, against the law, lit a fire on an Easter Sunday morning. We included that scene in the movie because there's a contemporary historian that was within 100 years of his death who cited that as a singular event, that St. Patrick lit a fire that would last for all eternity. And that was one of the... that's the only scene that's in the movie that isn't part of his confession or his letter to Caroticus.
Mm-hmm. What was it, you know, about St. Patrick, beyond what you've shared so far, that just made him, you know, so powerful as an evangelist?
I think it's humility. He begins his confession, you know, ego Petrachius peccator, which is Latin for I am Patrick, a sinner. He approached life from that point of view, that I am saved by grace, and I'm here to share the good news with you, that there's a God who loves you, that died for your sins, and then while you were yet a sinner, he gave his life for you. And so will you give your life to him? That message is the message that worked. And he went throughout Ireland baptizing people, converting whole villages, and then, most importantly, from their own members, selecting people to lead the new church that was being established in that area. Started a monastic tradition that lives to this day in Ireland, but that monastic tradition was primarily to establish places of learning where people could learn to read and write the scriptures. And then started a whole missionary movement from Ireland. Missionaries went out. If you're a Scottish ancestry, you owe your Christianity to St. Patrick.
Yes.
Because of the missionaries that went from Ireland to Scotland to preach the gospel.
Gordon, in your research of St. Patrick, what you just shared in terms of that core message, I mean, that's what we're talking about, that consistent evangelistic message that talks about I was, I am. You know, that, and it's interesting you would use the title of I Am Patrick, because I often find myself these days referring to that transformation of ourselves in much like the words of the blind man in the Bible who says, I was blind, now I see. I was, I am. And for Patrick, when did that moment happen for him, that message that he got from God and then took that forth into Ireland and for the rest of his life?
That message became truth for him when he was a slave. His father was a deacon in the church as well as being an official in the Roman Empire. His grandfather was a priest, so he was raised Christian and raised in the what I'll call the ritual of Christianity. Christ became real for him on the hillsides of Ireland as a slave in deprivation, near starvation. That's when he sought him. That's when he sought God. And the scripture is so true. When you seek me with all of your heart, then you will find me. For Patrick, that finding happened when he was a slave. And then came that still small voice that directed him, and first directed him to freedom, then directed him to become a bishop, and then directed him to go back to be a missionary to Ireland. Yes. My goal for this movie is to show people that God still speaks today.
Amen.
You know, the canon is not closed. The revelation has not stopped. God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He will speak. He will be found by people that seek him. And when he speaks to you, it's life-changing and revolutionary. And he still speaks today. That's the number one message I want people to get from the film. And if you follow what St. Patrick did, you'll get the same result.
Exactly.
The second thing is it's possible in our day to finish the Great Commission. The one thing that is lacking is laborers for the harvest, those who are willing to go. Here's Patrick. He was a slave. He escaped miraculously. He becomes an official in the church, and not just any official. He becomes a bishop. And he leaves all of that in order to go preach the gospel. If we have people that are willing to leave all, we can finish the Great Commission in our generation.
You imagine? Could you imagine what that would be like? And I think in many cases we're so close. And as you say, in fulfilling the commission, Patrick was all into his very death.
Yes, he faced death literally daily. He knew going back into Ireland, he was going back to the country of the barbarians, the Druids, the ones who enslaved him. He recounts in his confession how near death he was, how he was subject to being imprisoned. He was at risk of his life. He willingly did it, which is the amazing thing. He willingly did it.
Exactly.
And God preserved him through all of it. And obviously anointed his message and obviously changed an entire nation.
Well, I will tell you, Gordon, I'll share this with you. The daily I read and pray St. Patrick's breastplate, which you probably are familiar with. The artist, classical violinist and popular artist Gene Watson had shared that with me several years ago. But as we wrap things up, Gordon, remind everybody about the Fathom event, how they can get tickets and find more information.
You know, this St. Patrick's Day, celebrate by going to see the man in his own words, St. Patrick in his own words, Ego Patricius, I am Patrick.
Well, it's the day after my birthday, so you know I'm going to be there, March 17th and 18th.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease. and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.